Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Siman Tuf Nun Aleph, which deals with kashrut utensils. We began Sif Yud Beis yesterday, just to remind ourselves what the Mechaber said. He said, all kalim that have a handle need to have the handle kashrut the same way that pot is kashrut. So as we spoke out in yesterday's share, if a pot was a kli rishon, so you'd have to go and kasher the handle the same way you kasher the pot, for example, with hagola. So the handle would have to be kashered with hagola. And the same thing would be if it was iri, kli rishon, if it was a kli sheni, kibolu kachpoltu applies to the handle as well as to the pot itself. The Ramah says, however, and this is where we pick up the very top words on Mem Omen Aleph, haga miyu im lo higilu hayados, if in fact you didn't do hagola on the handles, then ain less sor b'dievet. After the fact, this doesn't ruin the pot. As long as you did hagola on the pot, if you didn't do hagola on the handle, it is okay, acceptable b'dievet. And afilu l'chatchila yochol hagilon ay de'irui shema'or aleh. And the handles for a pot that needed to be kashered with hagola, the handles could be kashered with irui of a kli rishon, which is, of course, pouring the hot water onto the handle rather than putting the handle into the pot. Let's understand this better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Samach Tes, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu b'kli matkos, this is true even with metal utensils. And the reasoning is, Mishum damrinon, the cheshem shenivla hachomets behayad, ayidei guf hakli, just like the chomets, or the iser, here we're talking about chomets, got into the handle via coming through the kli, so too, kein ato niflat mimenu, when you do the hagola on the base of the pot, on the goof of the pot, on the pot itself, so it draws out not only the blios in the pot, but it draws the blios out from the handle as well. That's how they got into the handle, going through the pot into the handle, and therefore it can come out from the handle to the pot and then pulled out through the hagola. The issue footnote number 64 says, however, if it was something that required libun, then the shach brings down in Yeridaya and the chayodim as well. She'ein libun Hakli mo'il ahachshiras hayados, that the libun that's done to the kli will not pull out the absorptions that are in the handle. Why is that? Because libun doesn't work by kibolo kachpolto. Libun works by destroying, it burns up any chometz that's there, and it only does it on that spot, and it wouldn't do it in a place that's far away. Again, I want to point out, we said this at the end of yesterday's shir, Rav Waldenberg Shlita, the son of the Tzitz Eliezer, I believe, he brings down that all of the Shaar HaTzions over here that have an asterisk by them in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah are all off by one. And you can see at the bottom by the asterisk how to go and correct it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Uleidach chashosho shekosabnu, the other concerns that we had about the chometz getting into the handle, lo machzikinum b'dieved. We don't have to worry about them b'dieved. That's maybe the chometz directly touched the handle, it flew off from the pot into the handle through nitzotzos or something like that. B'dieved, you don't have to be concerned about that. And therefore, v'yalkein, einafka mina, there is no ramification, halacha l'maaseh ramification, bein in nishtamish atav b'pesach b'guf hakli, o shnishtamish b'yado. So therefore, on Pesach, whether you're using the handle or the guf of the kli, b'dieved, as long as you did hagola to the kli, it is acceptable. So for example, kigon shetuchovim b'pesach l'socha tavshil, if somehow this pot touched the tavshil on Pesach, so either the pot or the handle touched the tavshil, it would be acceptable b'dieved, as long as you had done a hagola originally on the kli. And in any situation like this, unless or atashu biachilo, you'd be allowed to continue eating it on Pesach. It wouldn't ruin it. Why? Kivun shehigil is guf hakli. Because as I pointed out, you did hakol on the guf hakli, and we consider that it's able to pull out the blios that might have been in the handle as well. However, he points out, avolum lo higil as guf hakli. If you didn't do hagola, then neser avtashil I did trivas hayodus bovai. Then even if it was only the handle that went into this tavshil, then the chometz through the heat would be pulled out from the handle, and that would ruin the kli, even b'dieved. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'choze b'stoma, this is in a plain case where you don't know all the details. Avo b'yadua, if in fact you know for certain, sh'nishtamshu hayadus b'chometz b'chamin, that the handles were definitely used, chometz was on them when it was hot. Then, lo sagi b'hechshu mektsoso, afilu b'dieved. Then, it's not acceptable that you had hagola on the pot, and you didn't do anything for the handles. And therefore, Valkein Hichmir Ataz, the Taz was Machmir over here, and he says as follows. He brings down Va'od Shar Achronim to other Achronim as well. We can see in the Sharatzion Osayin Tez, the Mokor Chaim and the Graz, and he says, the Eliyahu Rabba Hitiko, and he also held like this, and he writes, Bekata shel sakin, therefore the handle of a knife. Shelo higilo, if you didn't do hagol on the knife, the noga hakata bepesach b'chamim, and the handle touched chamim on Pesach, so then it will ruin the chamim that you made on Pesach. Lesser even af b'di'evet. Why? Mishum derov ha'pamim, because most of the time, magia tashmish ha'chometz gam beveis yad shel sakin, because the chometz, normally when it gets into the knife, will also get into the handle. And therefore, in this situation, you have to be concerned that there's actual chometz in the handle, and when it touches it, it's going to be machmitz, make chometz the dish that you're dealing with. And he says, this is true in a situation, it could go in ayde lechem cham uchedome. For example, if you have hot bread that you're cutting, so therefore you have to be concerned about the handle in this situation. The issue, footnote number 65, brings down, however, ochein, im borer liyodom, shekata sakin lo noga belechem chan. If the person is certain, he says, no, there's no way the handle ever touched the bread when it was hot. So the Taz, quoting the Marshal and the Shach as well, they say that the person is believed. The Ein Omrin, we don't say over here, komilso de lo ramilea dienish, lavadaite. If somebody's not concentrating on something, he can't say that he was certain that it didn't happen. Here we can say that. Why? She talking she odem yakbid al kach shebishas achituch lo yiga hamaitel machol bakas. Because here, a person is going to be makbid not to have the handle touch the food while it's hot. And therefore, in this situation, we do believe the person, even though he can't say, I concentrated on this. But after the fact, we can say, yeah, it never touched it. As opposed to, in another situation, for example, where he would say that, oh yeah, I'm certain that only the first part of the blade touched the bread, but the second half of the blade didn't touch the bread, that we wouldn't believe him for, unless he concentrated on it and can state with certainty that he made sure it didn't touch. But stam, we would say over here, komilsa de lo ramiyalei dinish lava daita, you can't say it for certain. However, the Shach does bring down, in this latter situation, you can be mako there as well. Back to the Mishnah Berurah now, Sivkot and Ayin, where he says the bidyevet is acceptable. What does that mean? Pirush im nishtamesh bem kfar. If you already used it, now you're asking the Rav a shaila, so the Rav can say, okay, the handle over here is not going to ruin your Pesach dikka dish. However, if you come to the Rav beforehand and say, can I use the handle to stir the pot over here? Avu lechatchila also nishtamesh bem kodim shiyagil hayodos. You should do hagola on the handles as well. To be yotze everything lechatchila, and only bidyevet would it be acceptable. The issue footnote number 66 therefore brings down, if the handle is made from a material that Hagola doesn't work for, so then Rav Nissen Karolit Zatzal brings down, there's no way to use this kli on Pesach, because you can't catch it with Hagola, and you can't use it. So therefore, you have to be concerned, yesh locho shem nivla bo chomitz, the handle might have chomitz in it, and therefore, tzorech latznio bein kli ha-chomitz, and you should put it away so you shouldn't end up using it by accident. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, afilu hu b'socha pesach shi yefsho lagilo. This would be true, that b'di'evet, it would be good, but l'chachilo, you can't use it, and even if it's in the middle of Pesach and you're stuck, you have no other way to use it, you can't use this because you don't do hagol on Pesach. Kili l'kamen b'simen tov kuvtes sifei in the b'hagol and the Ramah over there. The issue footnote number 67 brings down that the Ramah over there says, she'en l'hagil kelim b'yontif. We don't do hagol on yontif. And however, the Ramah does bring down over there, as Mishnah Berurah as well, you don't do it at all, even on any day of Pesach, even on Chol HaMoed. Then the Ramah said that even l'chatchila, you could kasher the handle over here, even though the pot was kashered with hagola, the handle could be kashered with irui from a kli rishon. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Ayin Aleph, the Hari Nogin Bo Kol Hashana Biyadai Muchlochos. Why do you have to do this? Because you're constantly touching the handle with dirty hands. And the Gam Liflot Poses Habalua Shabalu Hayados Aide Nitus Anitzotzos Aleim. And the reason why you should do this, Lechatchila, is to get rid of any potential chomets that you put on it over there that got in because it got heated up, or because of sparks, so to say, that came from the food in the pot into the handle. The Chanal, as we've already explained. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'im yoda shenishtamish biyodos bechamin bechomitz bechli rishon." If for a fact you know, however, that the handle was utilized with hot water or with hot chomitz, then lo mahane irui. Then it's not enough to do irui kli rishon. Afilu b'di'evet, even after the fact, because there definitely is chomitz that went in there via a kli rishon. V'tzorech hagola gam kein bechli rishon dafka. And then you'd have to put the handle into a pot. You'd have to do real hagola and not irui kli rishon. The issue footnote number 68 brings down, even though we learned in Sivkot and Samaches, She'echot, yes, the end of yesterday's shir. She'echot mehat tamim she'tzorach l'hagil l'sayodos humimnei she'itochein she'balu chomis b'chli rishon, that we have to do this over here because mistama, it absorbed as a kli rishon mikol makom mevur kan she'kol od ein vados she'shtamish b'chli rishon. That's l'chadchila that you should have to do this. But if you don't know for a fact that the handle had Kli Rishon Chometz enter it, Ein Tzarech Lagilim Kli Rishon, V'dai Lagilim Ayde Ira. Then, unless you know for a fact, you can use Ira Kli Rishon. It's only when you know for a fact that the handle was used as a Kli Rishon, so to say, that it must be Kasha with the Kli Rishon and not Ira Kli Rishon. Now we go to Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kli Sheyesh Bo Tlai, a utensil that has on it a Tlai. A Tlai is a patch. So, Im Kodam HaTlai Livliasa Isser, if the patch was there before it absorbed any Isser or Chometz, then you don't have to take the patch off to kasher it, because how did the Chometz get in? It went in through the patch. So just like Kibolo Kachpoto, just like it went in through the patch, it will come out through the patch. The Kibolo Kachpoto, as I just said. However, the Imkodmo Bliyasa Isser Litlai, if the pot was used and Isser went into the pot, or Chometz went into the pot, and then subsequently you put a patch on it, in this situation, then you'd have to remove the patch before you do Hagolah. We'll talk in the Mishnah Berurah as to what exactly is a patch. There are patches that are put on, and then there are patches that are smelted in. So right now we'll leave this unanswered, and we'll say that you'd have to remove the patch in this situation before you could do Hagolah, because the chometz that's underneath the patch may not come out through the patch. Alternatively, the Mechaber tells us, "O yosim gecholim amakom atlai," or do libun on the place of the tlai, put coals right over there, and they will be able to burn out any chometz that's over there. Achi yisrof gufa iser, and they'll be able to go and burn out any iser im yesh that happens to be present over there. And then, after you burn out the iser from that spot, now you do hagol on the rest of the kli, and it will work. V'achakach magil kol hakeli. Now, this is again a mouthful over here. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. Siv Katan Ayin Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, this patch over here, Hainu imatzlai hu betzad ha-pnimi shalakli. We're talking about a patch on the inside of the utensil, because that's where the chametz is going in and out. If the patch is on the outside, the bimbachutz ain't no mazik. That doesn't affect anything over here. That's just the patch on the outside. There's no chametz going in on the outside. The chametz is only in on the inside. Therefore, that wouldn't be a problem. It brings us down in the Acharonim. So, Sivkot 9 Gimel. If the patch was there before any chometz or issu went in, Pirush, what does that mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, Shatzlai nasa b'shor shayakli chodesh. For example, it was a brand new utensil, and you put a patch over there to strengthen it. You know, in the past, let's say you use this pot, that's always where it gets a hole, so you fortify it, you strengthen it in that spot, so it won't get a hole over there. Or alternatively, or it was used already, but you did hagol on it. So now it's like a new pot in terms of any blios inside. Oshegilu akli kodim shesamu atlai. So in any event, we're talking here about there is no chometz in the kli when you put the patch on it. Either it's a brand new kli, so it has no chometz, or it had chometz, but you did hagol, so you got rid of all the chometz. And now you put the patch on. In this situation, just like any chometz would get in, it would go through the patch, and not that it was already there, so too, you can kasher it through the patch. And therefore, sivkot nayin dalet, ein tzorach lasir, you don't have to take off the patch, bishas hagolah, when you do the hagolah. Now, the Mishnah says, va'ayri shu medubok yofe, we're talking here, this patch is attached very well, be'inyan, in a way, shein lochush, that you don't have to be concerned, shema yesham kitzas chometz be'en, that there's no chometz underneath the patch, or on the side of the patch, that would be a problem because it won't come out with Hagolah. Hagolah only works on Blios. Hagolah doesn't work to get rid of Chometz Be'en. Liban works to burn out real Chometz. But Hagolah just gets rid of Blios. And therefore, if the patch is a solid patch and there's no Chometz around it or on the side of it or underneath it that could get in there, then you don't have to be concerned. Rakla Blios Chometz, only the Blios, the absorptions of Chometz that got inside, Shenivna B'Kli, Derech Hatlai, that went in through the patch. And they'll come out with Hagolah through the patch. And in this situation, the Mechaber said, Kibolo derech hatlai, kach polto derech hatlai. Just like the chometz blios went in through the patch, they can come out through the patch with hagolah. Because the ilu yesh sedokim soviv hatlai, because if there are cracks or little holes or spaces around the patch, the chometz could get underneath them. V'yesh lochush l'chometz ben. And then you have to be concerned that there's real chometz over there, be'en, mamoshus. Tzorech libun dafka. Then you'd have to do libun to destroy the chometz. Opposite, even in a situation where normally hagolah would be good for the pot, but here you'd have to do libun. And we've explained this already in similar situations where there may be cracks or holes or places where chometz could get in. And we explained this b'chanal in Sif Dalet. Or alternatively, Oshinakashom Hetev, if you can get a toothpick underneath there and get out all the chametz, so there's no chametz over there, that would work as well. But if you can't do that, V'imlo also came, you didn't get rid of all of that, so the Hagolah doesn't work. And even Af B'dievet, also the pot still has chametz in it, and if you'd cook with it on Pesach, the chametz would come out and you'd have a problem. If the chametz went in first, and then you put on the patch, then you got to remove the patch. Sivkot Nayin Hey, the Mishmur says, the af the medubak bechozek, even if it's really firmly attached over here and there are no cracks. Nevertheless, chayshinan, we have to be concerned. Shema nisha ma'at chametz be'en ahlak kli kodem shinesaru olavatlai, that there might have been some chametz mamoshes over there before you put the patch on it. Ulu be'en eino mo'el agol, and as we pointed out many times, that actual chametz, mamoshes, be'en chametz, doesn't come off with Hagolah. Then he adds an even more machmir position, the Eish Poskim, the Choshishim Bezeh, Gam Lebliyas Isser, Shenivla Bakli Mikodem. There is not only a concern for Mamashas, but maybe there was a Bliya that was in the Kli beforehand that's not going to come out through the patch. Then he also says, Aplita Ligamri Derech Atlai. It won't go out entirely through the patch. Now, if it's totally sealed in, then it can't come out at all through the patch. So the Shaar HaTzion, and Ospei Zayin says, Dimneima Da'ide Hagola, Eino Maflet is Derech Atlai Klal. So then, Imkein, Gam Bepesach Lo Yaflet Betashel. Can't have it both ways. If it won't come out through Hagola, then it also won't come out through cooking. So here we're talking about that it could come out through Hagolah. That means it also could come out through cooking, but you can't guarantee that all of it would come out. And therefore, the patch would be a mafsik, shum mafsik. It prevents the Hagolah from working properly, but it doesn't totally prevent leaching out of the chametz that might still be there. And therefore, v'chayshin or shiiflo b'tavshel Pesach. If you'd use this on Pesach to cook with, you'd have to be concerned that some of the chametz blios would come out. And that's why, in this situation, Hagolah alone is not good. You'd have to remove the patch. Or, as we'll see, do libun. And that's what the Mechaber told us over here. He said, you could put Gecholim over there, Amokam Atlai, and burn them out in that way, and therefore it would be good. Mishabur explains in Sivkot Nayin Vav, L'tam HaRishon, according to the first opinion that says that we're just concerned about actual chametz over there, the Mishum Chometz Be'en, Dai B'Libun Kal, Shakash Nisrof Bim B'chutz, and it would be enough to do Libun Kal, that is hot enough that if you put a piece of straw on the other side, it would burn. Because that destroys Chometz Be'en, as we've already explained, K'el B'Siv Dal, L'Linin Shar Stokin, for cracks. Or the Tam Hasheni, that we're concerned that the Blios won't be able to come out, then Sarach Libun Chomer. Then you need a Libun we call Chomer or Gomer, real full fledged Libun, that sparks come off it. Shiarbe Gecholim al Osa Mokom Atlai, Achiu Nitzosos Nitozin Imenu, that it has to be so hot that sparks come flying off it. Because then, and only then, Shazavada Yisarath Isra Blu Besochakli, only in that way can you guarantee that any Chomets that's over there would be destroyed, burnt up. If you're dealing with a pot that hasn't been used in 24 hours, so then you can rely upon the more lenient first opinion and just do over here libun kal. The issue footnote number 71 says, lenient hagolah is kli ben yomo. If you want to do hagolah on a kli ben yomo, so we've learned and will learn again in the Ramah and Simon Tafnun Beis, she belav hachi aminik shlo lagila. We don't do hagolah on something that has been used within 24 hours. Now, the cholzer, that patch that we've been talking about, is talking about pitzlai shu ke'ein tas umedubok lakli aidei masmarim. What we've been talking about now is a plate like a tas that is attached to the pot over here, like with nails or with something like that, masmirim, some sort of a peg. Kemoshu derech limotzibiyoros, like they used to do with their pots. Avu bitzlai shu nidbak aidei ha'esh. But if you smelt it onto the kli, this patch, like they would do with tin utensils that would get holes in them, shematif and alem bedil, they would put some tin on it, they would drip hot tin onto it, shenitach beish, it was in the fire, harim nichsharim b'hagolah, then hagolah will work over here, vein sarach laniach gecholim alatzlai, then in that situation you wouldn't have to do libun on the platch, afim kodman b'liyas isser b'kli, even when the kli had the isser there first, and only then you put on the patch. Why? Because when you put the melted tin into that spot, when you put in the tin plating over here, that's essentially doing Liban over here. It would burn out any chametz that was left. And anything that was on the other side of the patch would also be destroyed. And therefore the patch won't prevent anything from getting burnt up, since it was put on with libun, and it makes it into a brand new utensil, and it would be perfectly kosher for Pesach. The Mechaber just concludes and he says, "Vimu shel eitz ein lo takana." If this is a wooden utensil, however, then these patches, there's no way to go and kasha them properly with hagola. And ela im ken yachiv astak, then widen the crack over here. Kosh kach shiuchlu lohtzi mishon mashe besocho. You have to remove, I guess, the patch over here, widen the crack so you can get out anything that's inside, because you can't obviously use libun on the wood, and hagola won't work over here. So you have to make it big enough, wide enough, that you can get out all the chametz. With this, we conclude today's shir.